I'm Sonia, compulsive eater, over-exerciser, and restrictor. I'm so grateful I get to be of service today. I have been here before, and I've been abstinent for almost a year and a half, following a food plan, one day at a time, working with a sponsor and working my steps, the 12 steps. I'm not through the steps. I'm on step 5. But I've, like they say in the promises, even halfway through, I'm amazed at what the kind of relief that I've received. So just to like, you know, I'm practicing surrendering literally every moment of my life to God. So in this moment, I'm feeling, well, of course, nervous, insecure. I want to hide all that kind of stuff, obviously. But, also that because I've been here before, I've been abstinent for a year and a half, and I've shared before, I'm feeling like, oh my God, you're so redundant. Nobody wants to hear your story again. So I'm turning that over, and I'm surrendering that to God. And I shared that with my sponsor. And the reason why I'm bringing it up is because in that moment when I shared it with my sponsor, she was like, well, program is actually redundant. And she said, but, you know, that's a negative word. And then I was like, oh, yeah. And I know that a lot of you in this room will probably know what I'm about to say. I was like, oh, yeah, repetition. And repetition, I've shared before that I just absolutely, completely resonate so deeply with the quote that we is the 10th step at the beginning of the 10th step that says, repetition is the only form of permanence nature can achieve. And it really hit me months and months ago because it's like I am part of nature and I can't force myself to change. I can't will myself to be a certain way. I have to just repeat every day the same thing that got me abstinent one day at a time. So yeah, redundancy, repetition, however you want to see it, it is true. So, that is what has, that's why I'm sitting here right now is because I have been repeating the same formula since the first, you know, I struggled at the beginning of the, coming into the program with getting abstinent for a few months. I tried another program, that didn't work for me. I know it works for lots of people, but it was hard for me because it was, to control the weighing and measuring triggers me for my particular stuff, my illness. But so I came here and I found relief. The first 5 minutes is supposed to be what it was like. I've gotten through my fourth step, and that's a whole like digging up and going through so much of the past. And then for today, I just wanted to talk about this because when I have to share about my past lately, I'm having like amnesia, but I think also in the positive way is that I go there during my fourth step and I close it and I walk away from it. I share it with my sponsor. I go through the fourth step. I dig really deep into my past. I turn it over and now I'm moving on. I've moved on from that step. There's, you know, one step at a time, but, and of course it's like an onion. So there's more and more to be revealed, but I'm just not willing to dwell in my past and allow those old stories define who I am today. Every single day is a new opportunity, one day at a time. This is the incredible, we get to start again every single day fresh. And so today, I was feeling like, oh, I don't want to talk about like what it was like for me and that kind of thing. I felt some resistance. And then it says, in the carriages of the past, you can't go anywhere. I need not wallow in the pain of yesterday nor shun it out of shame. The lesson of my past is part of me, and I use it for greater understanding of myself, greater empathy for those who still suffer, and as a solid foundation for my recovery. The past is the sum total of experience that made possible what I have today. And then it goes into more talking about the OA program helps me keep my past in perspective. So I'm keeping my past in perspective in the way that I'm still coming back every day. I don't have amnesia that I am a compulsive food addict, and that I wanted every problem in my life to be solved through food. I didn't think that I did, of course, but Or exercise. It was like if there was something uncomfortable, I either started to eat or I started to go on a new diet or I would just restrict my food or I would over-exercise. And the over-exercise thing, I mean, I could have a whole nother conversation about because it's also, well, I guess all of it. It's all just, I get the rush of adrenaline. Like I feel like a complete addict. Like I've never used, you know, my only drug of choice has been food, but I feel like every time I pick up in that way, I'm shooting something into my veins. Oh, I thought that's my phone. That's my tone. So I was like, oh my God, my kids are calling me. I gotta stop everything. So yeah, so that's what it was like for me. Just to talk about what it was like for me was that it was very painful and wrapped and slathered and just completely and totally encased in fear, so much fear. In the big book, it talks about us and fear, and that's very, very true for me. I really believe I can either come from love or I can come from fear. And I have that choice every day. And today I come from fear as a knee-jerk reaction because I have these patterns. But then I choose again in the moment. I pray to choose love. So it was very painful. When I came into program, I wasn't, you know, I might have, I won't go into that, but I wasn't much different in terms of what my physical body looks like. But I was like really, really, really desperate to find a solution to my agony around medicating through food. When I woke up in the morning, what was I going to eat? What was I, you know, that whole cycle just kept me out of the present moment, and it was really painful. So by the grace of God, I got here. I saw a friend mention something, and I don't really know how I ended up here. Maybe as I have more recovery, I'll be able to share more about that, because I just feel really like it was God did for me what I couldn't do for myself. And I showed up to a meeting and, and so here I am. And so, during this past year and a half, what I want to say actually that's really important to my recovery is that I was a struggling perfectionist. I wanted to be perfect all the time, and I never ever felt like I was. And I've shared this before that I'm completely clear now that there's no such thing. There's no such thing, because even if I did something really epic and amazing, it wouldn't have been good enough. It would not have been good enough. It would have been like, yeah, that was good, but you could have done that, or that was okay, but it should look like this. That was a good plan, but it could have been. Everything was like that in my life. So the perfectionist, the struggling, failing perfectionist, was just completely and totally desperate and on her knees to find a solution out of this. Now, what I wanted to say about the perfectionist thing was today, I realized that I'm never done. Like, I am never done. I'm not like, once I finish the 12 steps, I just am going to, by the grace of God, hopefully go through them again. And this is just one day at a time what I'm doing, but there's no end game here. And that feels like pure liberation, because that's my life. I'm never done. One day at a time, let's see what I do every single day. So how I got abstinent was I got a sponsor the first day that I went to a meeting. I went up to somebody and said, can you sponsor me? I got on a food plan, and the dignity of choice in OA, I think, is a really beautiful part that's actually extremely spiritual, because for me, I was like, wow, even though I'm so sick and suffering, they're giving me a choice still. Like, somebody believes in me somewhere that I have some dignity left to choose something in my food. The other food plan that I was trying at a different program was like, you know, all my rights were like stripped of me, and I felt like I was just like in a jail, and I felt so, you know, but that was just my experience, because that was just my experience. But the dignity of choice really helped me here feel hope. And So I have 3 meals a day, 1 day at a time without skipping a meal. I used to skip meals all the time. So the fact that I have eaten 3 meals a day for almost a year and a half is bizarre. Like I can't believe it. It's like, I cannot believe it. And I don't know how I'll keep it up. So that's why I don't think about it. It's just for today. This is what I'm doing. I have a couple of optional snacks and, that's my food plan. I turn over my food every single morning to my sponsor. Not everybody does their program very differently. There's many different ways that to do it to gain abstinence. Absolutely. This is just the way that I was taught. So I turn over my food plan in the morning and I stick to that food plan no matter what. If there's something that comes up, I call or text, and that's okay. I can make a change if I have to, but I don't make a change because I'm not in the mood for something. I can't make decisions around food because I'm craving something or because, like, I just don't feel like eating that right now. Like, that's not my choice. I'm not allowed to do that anymore. Just for today, I'm committing to that. So it's extraordinarily hard for me to turn over food in the morning, even today. Some days are easy, but a lot of days it's like, I'm just gripping. But what I've really come to is that when I get on my knees and surrender and take the first 3 steps, my surrendering my life and my will to God, my physical offering is my food, because that's the modality that I chose to be most psychotic, like just insane about. And that was my drug. So I'm giving it away and we have to eat. So it's not like I can put the alcohol or the drugs away and then that's it. So I have to continue to eat. So for me, turning it over, being willing, having the willingness to surrender that to somebody else and to God, and then to stick to that no matter what, has been a real third step for me every single day. And it also has freed up my life. It has completely and totally freed my life. In the day, I'm like, think about it now. And like I say that as a joke, but it was highly disturbing for many, many months. I would be like crying and like going through all the emotions and everything that I was medicating with this food. It's not just about like the eating. It was like about the not eating. It was about like the working out and getting the adrenaline. It was about planning the diets. It was about the new detox I was going to get. It was the new newsletter that came in my inbox. It was the new friend that told me this. It was the everywhere we go. It's everywhere I go. And so when I am like, that's that, I'm done with that for today by the grace of God, all the shit just starts coming up, you know, and I'm left with myself. I have to deal with myself today. And that is extraordinarily uncomfortable sometimes. And that's why we have the program. I make outreach calls. I call my sponsor. I journal. I use the tools of the program to get myself through that moment. And I'm not getting myself through. I turn to God. First and foremost, I turn to God. So are we on five and five?
Yeah, you're on about 2 more minutes left.
For the first 5 minutes?
No.
Last five.
Oh, the last. I'm like, <"Whoa." laughs> oh, I thought I was getting, okay. All right. I have 2 minutes left. So yeah, it's like I'm never done, one day at a time. I have to say for sure I'm halfway through in my steps, step five, but I know step 10 is about prayer and meditation, but I've been able to pray and meditate for about 5 months now consistently. And meditation for me has been the answer, along with the food plan, the steps, meditating 2 times a day for 20 minutes each without exception. When I first heard that in my life, you know, I wanted to do that my whole life. And by the grace of God today, I am doing that. And then getting on your knees. You're going to hear a lot in program about get on your knees, and you're like, okay, whatever. Get on your knees, literally get on your knees and pray. This has been groundbreaking for me. I went to the gym last night, you know, feeling abstinent and sober in my experience. And I went into the fitness, the spa area to sauna, and I, the bright lights and the skin that I didn't like and the cellulite and the girl who looked amazing, all of it happened at once. And I was like, oh yeah, I have a disease and I'm this is it, you know, flare. It's like oil and then a little flame just starts the whole thing. And I'm not good enough. I'm so disgusting. I'm this, I'm that, all. And then I was like, you know what? Yes, I hear you. And I'm choosing again today. I'm choosing love. I love and accept myself exactly as I am today, one day at a time. And in that gym, in that spa where I probably, you know, whatever, I got on my knees in my towel. I got on my knees at 9:30 at night and I prayed to be relieved of this, painful experience. And I know my best thinking has gotten me here, so that I need a new way of thinking. And so the meditation has given me opened a new world for my thought process, because I'm in a different space. This is part of my thing. You guys just like all witness. My tone is that. So I keep on thinking it's a phone ringing because that's my phone.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm an addict through and through. And this is part of my mental blank spots just kind of, you know, so you guys got to see that. But I just said that I'll finish in that it's just like the most important piece of this program is my connection to God, my relationship to God. I can't have a healthy relationship with anybody if I don't have a relationship with God. I can't have a relationship. It's not me first and then God. It's my relationship with God, and then all else, you know, follows, hopefully. Thank you.